I'm joined in the studio by Gary Warnicke from Orlando Film Studios. Gary, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And also joining us is screenwriter Alvaro Rodriguez. His writing credits include Machete, the Robert Rodriguez film that grew from a fake Quentin Tarantino trailer, and The Hangman's Daughter, a prequel to From Dusk Till Dawn. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're both in town for the release of a movie called Mi Verano con Amanda. In English, the title is The Last Summer. Gary, what is significant about the fact that this is being played in a bunch of different theaters here in Orlando?
Well, Orlando has a population that has about 25%, or one out of every four Hispanics. One out of every four people in Orlando are Hispanic. And you can go into any theater in Orlando and you'll never find a Spanish-speaking film. Get in the theaters to accept it, to believe that the Hispanic has enough economic power was quite of a task. First we got Regal, and then AMC fell, and Cobb jumped on, and we have a movement. And I contacted Alvaro because himself and Robert Rodriguez have oftentimes made comments about how the Hispanic market is underrepresented in the film industry. And we spoke, and he knew what we were doing in Orlando. He liked it, and here we are.
Al, this is the third in a series of comedy, so what can you tell me about this movie?
It's a sort of a throwback to a kind of 80s style of comedy. You're right, this is the third in a series, and each one has grown in budget and in popularity, and the films have been very successful in Puerto Rico. And so, yeah, I was very interested in coming to support the theatrical distribution of a Spanish-language film and look into the possibilities of, exploring the marketplace. Back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, there was widespread distribution of Spanish-language films in the United States. A lot of these films came from Mexico, and this was the time that they, in Mexican cinema, they called the Golden Age, the La Época de Oro. And these films, had a strong impact on audiences because there were strong Hispanic populations all over the country. And it wasn't just a Southwest or a Southern kind of thing. And so I think that, that there's always possibilities of rejuvenating that kind of interest. The demographics are changing. The Hispanic population is growing. People are still very interested in these kinds of stories and seeing them in the native language.
In terms of getting the word out, what's the strategy been?
The strategy has been to sell the message to the Hispanic population that this is their chance. We're breaking the glass ceiling. If you make this happen, you'll see more of us. And truthfully, as I was telling Alvaro on the way here, we've been shocked. It's been surreal for us. Then once traction grabbed, it just grew and grew and grew.
This is an experiment. This is a social experiment. It's a business experiment. It's a distribution experiment and all these things. But one of the really smart things about it is that the film that's being presented is a comedy. And comedy is almost, especially this kind of comedy, it's universal. Comedy is its own language, and that's why people still go back and look at, French comedies and Spanish comedies and Italian comedies, even though they may not speak those languages, and American comedies or silent comedies. There is something that just sort of transcends those boundaries, and I think that's part of the magic of this particular experiment is that, yes, this is definitely meant to appeal to the Hispanic audience and everyone in that. But at the same time, hopefully it will have crossover appeal too.
We're looking here. We're going to talk with Alvaro possibly about the possibility of having a Hispanic film festival sometime in the future in Orlando. It's a very interesting prospect. We hope to meet with some people from the city of Orlando and make some other visits. And I think that this film is going to really determine the viability of that project. And I think I'm already looking ahead to what happens if we have success.
I've been speaking to Gary Warnicke from Orlando Film Studios and also screenwriter Alvaro Rodriguez. They're both in town to promote the movie Mi Verano con Amanda, a romantic comedy which is in multi-theater release in Orlando throughout the next week. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much
for
having us.
Appreciate it.